Never Trumpers Go All In for Democrats Against Republicans in Georgia State Runoffs. By Sean Moran on December 2, 2020. Atlanta, the Never Trump Lincoln Project released an ad on Wednesday urging voters to give the Senate majority to Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, by voting for Georgia Senate Democrats Raphael Warnock and John Ossoff. The Lincoln Project released the ad, titled On the Ballot, which asks Georgia voters to consider voting against Senators Kelly Loeffler, RGA, and David Perdue, RGA. The Never Trump Organization claimed in its press release that voting for Warnock and Ossoff would help mitigate the coronavirus outbreak. Votes for Reverend Raphael Warnock and John Ossoff ensure America can get COVID-19 under control and get people back to work and kids back to school as quickly and safely as possible, the press release read. The ad will air in major Georgia markets such as Albany and Augusta. Reed Galen, a co-founder of the Lincoln Project, said in a statement on Wednesday. Georgians have a unique opportunity to remind Americans just how little Republicans worry about anything other than their own prospects, political, personal, and financial. Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue obeying Mitch McConnell's agenda mean Americans withstanding another 4 years of lying, distrust, and failed leadership with him in power. The Lincoln Project has worked for months to oust Republican senators and give Democrats control of the Senate majority. Never Trump Republicans believed that preventing a second term for President Donald Trump was insufficient and that Senate Republicans must also pay the price of backing the 45th president. The Lincoln Project launched ahead of the 2020 election's six-figure ad buys against Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, RKY, Senators Joni Ernst, RYA, Tom Tillis, RNC, and Martha McSally, RAS. Steve Schmidt, who works for the Never Trump Lincoln Project, said in July, the analogy would be in the same way that fire purifies a forest. It needs to be burned to the ground and fundamentally repudiated. Every one of them should be voted out of office, with the exception of Mitt Romney. If Loeffler and Perdue were to lose in January, then Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, the likely next vice president, would become the Senate's tie-breaking vote. The National Republican Senatorial Committee, NRSC, charged in two ads released on Wednesday that if Warnock and Perdue win in January, the far left would have unchecked power to grant amnesty and defund America's law enforcement. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.